The next patient is Dale Shields. The last name is S-H-I-E-L-D-S. Number one, the patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. There is a variation in the kidney disease from January up until today. Serum creatinine before was 1.88 and now it's 2.2. We know that this patient has a to the retroperitoneal ultrasound thinning of the cortex, probably associated to the tubulo interstitial nephritis, and that was most likely related to the exposure to antibiotics and or non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. The patient has been in a stable condition, and the serum creatinine went up to 2.2, and the estimated GFR 30 mL per minute, and most importantly, the patient albumin creatinine ratio is in the 40s, and the protein creatinine ratio is within normal range. We're going to continue the close observation before we do any different approach. Following number, on a specified atrial fibrillation, the patient is anticoagulated, has been asymptomatic. Following number, type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C of 5.8, controlled with diet. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Is the new patient?
She doesn't have a lot of issues, really. And I have no clue who told her to come in now.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been stable without exacerbation. Following number, history of gout that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, osteoarthritis, and following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. The patient at the present time is stable. However, we have to monitor this kidney function because I don't have a explanation for this deterioration of the kidney function. Evaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.